This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a lot of talk about this congressman named Justin Amash, A-M-A-S-H, Amash, A-mess, and he is the reason you can't trust politicians. So he comes out, he says, I read the Mueller report or whatever, and Trump obstructed justice, blah, 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 and it's a media ploy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's a guy who pretended to be a pro-Trump guy, gets into office, and what's he do? He immediately bashes Trump. I mean, relatively immediately. He couldn't wait. He wants to become the media darling. And now he's going to get primaried. And I'm going to make a prediction. Justin Amash will not win his next election. He may could have gotten away with this a decade or so ago, but he can't get away with that now. You are going to revolt. You can't trust politicians. Mitt Romney. How many of us voted for Mitt Romney? My hand is up. How many of us voted for John McCain? My hand is up. You know, is it any wonder why in 2012 I made the comment, I will never follow another group. I won't trust any other leadership outside of my own. I'll partner with people, but we will run a parallel track so that when you veer off, we can continue down our path. It wasn't egotistical. It wasn't a bragging situation. It was strictly, I watched what was happening and I said, I can do a better job than that. And I'm true to the cause. I talked to a guy the other day. He says, Kevin, he goes, I could potentially fund you for a lot of money, but he goes, I want to make sure you're legit. I said, no problem. Tell me what information you need. And I didn't put two ounces of stock in what he said. No offense to him, because I'm not betting on that. You're not getting my hopes up. This could be a Nigerian. You won the lotto. So I said, you do your due diligence. If you want to help, help. If you don't, go your way. But here's what I do know. We're legit. We spend less money to get more done. I would put us up against, and here's one of the things I will tell you. I can almost speak in absolutes. I would put us up against almost any reasonable organization in terms of what you get bang for the buck. Our hearts couldn't be more in it, because I swear to you, the amount of criticism and strife and death threats and all the things that are negative in this industry would chase the majority. I don't know, maybe one of my family members who could withstand the barrage that I've withstood in this industry. And I can count the number of people on my hands that I've met who could withstand what I've gone through. Financial difficulties, all the threats, it's all that stuff. It's tough to stay the course. But we did it. And we continue to do it. And we will continue to do it. And it's only growing because our hearts are in it. You are represented by us. People say, Kevin, why don't you run for office? Why? How better can I represent you? Let me tell you what I teach my kids, what I teach anybody I've ever trained. I train you, and then I tell you this. Trust your training. Don't trust your instincts. Trust your training. Trust yourself. You know right from wrong. You have the ability to discern it, and you've done a great job of it. But let me say one other quick thing, because we see politics as, well, we've elected our representatives. You don't have any representatives. The days of representatives are gone. Did Donald Trump not teach you anything? Donald Trump got elected because most of the people in America figured out we aren't being represented. Now, what's he done? He's changed the way some politicians are viewing D.C. But let me ask you, you think it's stuck in their muscle memory? Tiger Woods came back and he won the Masters. He didn't do very well in the U.S. Open. But he won the Masters. And everybody wondered, ooh, Tiger, is he gone? He's dead. And let me tell you what Tiger Woods has that few players have to the degree that he has. Muscle memory. His muscles know how to respond. They know how to hit that ball at a certain distance, hit a stinger and all that. It got muscle memory. Do you think your politicians, your Republicans, in 2 years of Trump have gotten muscle memory? Because I don't think they have. I think the muscle memory they maintain is the D.C. cesspool, the swamps. That's what they remember. And if you're smart, you're asking yourself a very important question that we better start answering right away, because we only have a little bit of time to consider it. And that is, what happens after Trump? People have, well, Kevin, you know, we don't have the Tea Party because we got the Trump thing. Okay, great. You got that. If we're fortunate, and we will be, we'll have it for 5 more years, God willing. So we have that. Then what happens? You're going to be on the Pence train? You're going to be on the Cruz train? You're going to be on the Rand Paul train? What train are you going to jump on? Because I'm going to tell you something. You're dealing with the most unique politician probably in our history. Because he's not a politician. I don't put him up there with Lincoln, but he's close. He certainly leapfrogged Reagan. I didn't even think that would be even possible in the modern times. I mean, Lincoln, come on, freed the slaves. That dude was an intellect who knew how to read people and to get people. I mean, just, whew, man, Lincoln, come on. Come on now, you got me preaching. Come on, hey, come on now. And I have the Lord to say, yeah. White people are like, what's he doing? That's the way they preach. That's the way they preach in black church. People, that Kevin's gone crazy. I don't get his show anymore. Oh man, Justin Amash is a sign of the old times. And you know what's cool? You guys, let's collectively decide now he needs to be gone. Let's collectively push back on the Romneys of the world, the Murkowskis and others. Let's show them that we are no longer going to not be represented. Romney goes back and forth. We're wishy-washy. Yeah. I mean, he's got a core. I'm not going to say the guy. He's lived a great life. He's lived a very conservative life. The problem is it may be a little too conservative. Romney may be just a little too goody-two-shoes. But back to Amish, whatever his name, Justin Amash, and not trusting him, he thought he could fool us. Many think that they're going to be able to fool us, but they're going to find out the hard way that they're not going to fool us. Anyway, we've got a lot more to talk about this hour.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yes, ma'am.
What have you been proudest to achieve as governor?
I am happy that hopefully my kids still know my most important job is being their dad.
That was Steve Buck, and he blanks on achievement. He's asked, what is his most important achievement as governor of Montana? And that was his answer. He went on to give something else, but I mean, you hear that and you think to yourself, you can't answer that question. It would be like, Kevin, what is your most important achievement in doing what you've been doing for the last decade? I think I've made a real dent in identifying and ending identity politics, mostly by bolstering the belief of most conservatives that we don't need to be dealing in identity politics and having them not shrink from the idea of being white or being Hispanic or being a man or being a whatever that the left is trying to tell them is such a scourge on society. We've done an amazing job of doing that. Wish we could have done more. We're still working hard to do more. The answer is an easy answer. I've been able to answer that question with every job I've ever had. This is a guy, Steve Bullock, who is supposed to, I mean, he's a politician running a state, one of the largest states in the country. Montana is population nothing but a huge state, huge in natural resources, and by the way, beautiful state too. But he can't answer the question, what's he done? Well, and then he went on to talk about some other nonsense. I'm not even going to bother playing it. I think we may have played it the other day, but I'm just amazed. Elizabeth Warren got on a bus. Did you guys know this? She got on a bus in a city, and nobody even gave. It reminded me of when Hillary Clinton went to the gas station, the convenience store gas station, in the Scooby van, and she gets out, goes inside with Huma Abedin, and the patrons don't even look up. They're like, and some of them probably recognized it was Hillary Clinton. You know what they did? They kept on doing whatever they were doing. They didn't get up and go, oh, wow, that's, you know, First Lady Clinton, you know, potential presidential candidate. I want to get up and get a picture. What? Nothing. Nope. Not a single soul moved. And I said, I mean, I've been saying it all along, but I certainly, it emphasized what I had already been saying in that moment. Hillary Clinton's not popular, and she's not going to be president. I said, Kim Kardashian could have walked in there, and people would have gotten up and gone, is that Kim Kardashian? Ooh, let me get a selfie. Even Michelle Obama could have walked in there, and people would have recognized, and a couple of people would have gotten up. I don't think she's as popular as people say either, but nobody got up for Hillary. Elizabeth Warren gets on a bus, public transportation in a major city, and starts filming. And you know what people did on that bus? Nothing. Nobody took a selfie. Nobody cared. Nobody started videoing her. It was like her little press conference thing where she drank the beer. Oh, honey, will you bring me a beer too? And then gives them a kiss and they do the old contrived thing. I don't need to tell you that all these candidates are struggling, every one of them, and it's only going to get worse, because if you have a D after your name coming into 2020, what it's going to mean is you are delirious and delusional. It's going to point out that you are part of the corrupt system that tried to remove Donald Trump from office. Yeah. It's also going to point out the nuttiness of some of the things that you do. And here's an example. This Philadelphia soda tax. The soda tax has led to Philadelphia residents traveling outside the city to buy their soda. And, of course, if you're going to go buy soda, what else are you going to do? You're going to get some chips. You're going to get some dips. You're going to, I don't know, get a massage and see a prostitute. No, I'm kidding. It was a joke. No, but you're going to go get other things. So Philadelphia just says, we're going to do a soda tax, and this will be great for the economy. So Pepsi took a hit, and they said, here's what they said. With sales slumping because of the new Philadelphia sweetened beverage tax, they said they're going to lay off 80 to 100 workers at three distribution plants that serve the city. Pepsi. You know, the cola that's branded with Obama's logo, that Pepsi is getting beat up by the sweetened beverage tax. Now, it did lead to an increase in the, quote, healthier beverage purchases in the city. What are those? Red Bull? They said last month a local outlet reported that the owner of Acme Markets, who has 16 stores in Philly, had to cut employees' hours because of the tax. The beverage tax fell on about 4,000 items. In Acme City stores, soda sales dropped as much as 80%. Sale of other items covered by the tax, such as juices, creamers, and energy drinks, were down 30%. The number of customers declined by 5%. Philly stores cut an average of 150 to 200 employee hours per week, resulting in lighter paychecks for employees. When I tell you liberalism is a cancer and you don't want to be anywhere near it, I can prove it. But the hit the employers took did not equate to a win for the health of its citizens. Here's what they said. People were traveling outside of the city, of course, to avoid the tax hike on their drinks. But they said a study from the medical journal JAMA focused on a 51% drop in city soda purchases, but admitted while researchers found that the sales of sugary beverages fell in Philadelphia after the tax, beverage sales in nearby towns and counties without the tax went up. That suggests that people may have been traveling to get their soda at a reduced price. People stopped buying soda in their city and almost undoubtedly a lot of other shopping list items and decided to shop where prices were lower. It's that simple. Democrats think they can rule out a behavior. Oh, we'll stop them from doing it. So they said, was there at least an uptick in the healthier beverage purchases because of the tax? Nope. Philadelphia did not see an increase in sales of untaxed beverages such as bottled water, according to CNN. Now, CNN did not discuss the revenue hit that Philly took. The tax on soda increased by 17%, but the sales fell by 51%. So let's look at this, assuming 1 million ounces of soda were sold annually before the tax went into effect. The tax had remained the same, The city would have realized $62,400 in revenue instead of $54,300. But with the volume cut in half, they managed to slash their revenue to $31,200. So that's just using an example of what happened with this very stellar leftist idea of taxing your bad habits. And Democrats wonder why you question what they're into and what they do. They got their answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats need to get back to legislating and stop investigating President Trump. McCarthy also reacts to Speaker Pelosi claiming that the president is covering something up.
The idea as a Speaker of the United States Congress
would walk out and claim something that was not true right before she walks to meet with the president? To me, that's irresponsible.
A tornado hits Jefferson City, Missouri late Wednesday night. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson Police says they're assessing the damage today.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because of Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris. So we're trying as best as we can to allow things to go back to as normal as we can 12 hours after this happened.
At least three people have died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Rocket to startup with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Our policies have turbocharged our economy. Now we must implement an immigration system that will allow our citizens to prosper for generations to come. Today we are presenting a clear contrast. Democrats are proposing open borders, lower wages, and frankly, lawless chaos. We are proposing an immigration plan that puts the jobs, wages, and safety of American workers first.
That man is crazy! What's he trying to do? Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. President Trump essentially laying out that the Democrats are nutty, that his ideas work, and he's right. There's a simple fix to almost every problem plaguing in this country right now. It's just Democrats admitting they're wrong. Democrats saying, you know what? We tried to take down Trump. Some people need to go down for this so we can clean up government. Let's do that. If you think those words will ever be uttered from a Democrat's mouth, man, no way. No way, no how. But that's all they have to do to fix the Russian collusion con job that they're doing on America. But what do they do? Nope. They want to get more people indicted.
We're going to look at more people. We're going to bring them before Congress, and that's going to make people do it. And if we have to call another special counsel,
nope, none of it's going to happen because there's an OIG update, and I'm going to get into something else here in a bit. But this guy did a thing. He says, well, looky here at the DOJ IOG dropped. It appears that the DOJ, this is the Office of the Inspector General, has been investigating the FBI since at least January of 2018, and it's ongoing. What are they investigating? Well, the FBI's National Security Undercover Operations. If the FBI was in compliance with FISA rules, they're auditing the FBI's Confidential Human Source Program, auditing the FBI's contracts awarded for, quote, covert activity. And there's a host of other things. I think I mentioned the other day on the show, there are 14 different investigations going on right now in government that are related to Russian collusion. I don't know how much of it is Clinton Foundation and so on, but it's a big deal. Maria Bartiromo tweeted this. Big news yesterday. Trey Gowdy reports there's a December 2016 email from Comey to staff. Brennan insisting Crown material, in parentheses, dossier, be included in intel assessment. This is contrary to Brennan's testimony. So things are starting to happen, and Donald Trump recognizes it, which is why he's jumped on board, and you know what he's doing? He's officially announced his run for the presidency. And you want to talk about sending liberals over the edge. June 16th of 2015 is when Donald Trump ascended down the gold escalator in Trump Tower and announced that he was running for president, which sent the Democrats mocking the man. John Oliver and many others. Donald Trump, I dare you to run. I dare you. 4 years later, Trump is reportedly planning on launching his 2020 re-election campaign around the same date. Why not? Why not repeat it? Fantastic, Donald. June 16th of 2019, I would love to see a repeat of Donald Trump coming down the escalator and saying, we did this before. We're going to do it again, except this time the left won't have anybody helping them. They won't have the deep state swamp rats. They have a much diminished media presence. And by the way, we're going to make sure that social media, they can treat us fair there as well. June 16th landed on Father's Day. This year it lands on Father's Day. Maybe Donald Trump decides to give himself a Father's Day present and makes the announcement that day. He says that he considers that to be the official launch date for his effort to remain in the Oval Office. So he's launching on that day. He's going to make rallies around the country on June 16th. You going to be at a rally on June 16th? His re-election launch is going to draw attention away from Democrats. The first Democratic debates, they say, are going to be held in Miami on June 26th and 27th. 23 candidates that want to go against him. Not a one of them who can beat him. A field so big, they say they're going to split it in two for opening debates and make it on consecutive nights. That's going to go over well, right? When Trump officially announces, a lot of things change. The dynamic changes. The RNC's already outpacing the Democrats. Every race combined, the RNC's outpacing them in fundraising. It's crazy how much money these guys are raising. So we're in good shape. Now, that said, we have many things we must address while we have them backpedaling, moonwalking, beating each other up. Many things we need to address. You ready to go? Ready to get in the fight? Jeff Daniels says if Donald Trump actually makes it to the presidency, it will be the end of democracy.
And I get to come back and talk to you after, and I confess that it was me sobbing in the fourth row.
There was some weeping.
At the scene when Scout, when Atticus is at the jail and protecting, the KKK comes. They come for him. Mm-hmm. And it's Scout that recognizes one of her hooded neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And
says, Mr. Cunningham.
And I started sobbing. I mean, our children are watching this moment. Atticus's children are played by the extraordinary actors in the play, and it is this reminder that in this moment in our politics, our children are watching.
The children are watching, and I live in Michigan, and after the election, I was surprised at some of the people. You know, I said, can you believe this election? They go, yeah, isn't it great? And you're going, whoa, my wife's on Facebook, and these go, oh, we got another Trumper, you know, and it's just, you didn't see it coming. Atticus goes through this. I know these people. They're good people. There are reasons why, and he's an apologist. He's an enabler. And I think there are people in the Midwest, between the coasts, who don't care about this, who don't have time for this, who have to make a decision now. You have to decide whether, like Atticus, you believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others. Do unto others. Remember that? Do unto others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Because because your kids are looking up at you going, but he lies. And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, it might be enough for them. We're going to find out if the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose, it's the end of democracy.
Where do you start on something like this? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Where do you start? Jeff Daniels is so delusional. By the way, He's using this to promote To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway. He's so original that he's doing To Kill a Mockingbird on Broadway again. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. These people have no originality.
Well, let's just, Donald Trump, here's bad news.
And you know what's funny? He's getting all the clues. Jeff Daniels is getting all the clues. He was surprised at what his neighbors in Michigan said. Here's a guy that lives in La La Land. He's coast by coastal. He's either in New York or he's in L.A. And he's got his finger on the pulse of America, right? Because he's in the big cities and he knows what's going on. He's in the inner circle of who's who and who knows what. All the elites, the intelligentsia. And then he goes home to these bumpkins in Michigan. People, he said, the people that live between the coast. And he says, they're like Atticus. They're good people. They believe that, you know, right is right, and right wins over might. And meanwhile, the black dude gets hung in To Kill a Mockingbird because they believed the hype. That Jeff Daniels wants you to believe that America lives in 1950, 1940s America, and it's still run by racist Democrats like him. That's what he wants you to believe. And how insulting. I was surprised my neighbors. They were saying things like, "Yeah, we won," and they're happy that Donald Trump's in, and they're excited about it. How possibly? How could they be when we've told them not to be? How could they be? Man, what do I need to tell you about these folks? This is the this amount of hubris is it's taller than Everest. It's amazing to me. How idiotic these leftists believe how they are, yet they think they're tied into something. He says, well, you've got a decision now. You've got to make it. Like Atticus, do you still believe there's decency and compassion? As if it's gone away because Donald Trump, he's closing our borders. He's taking away our decency and compassion. How dare he? How dare Donald Trump care more about the American people than he does criminals, criminal illegals? How dare you care more about Americans than our trading partners who bilk us for billions? How dare he do that? How dare he offend them by making them pay their bills for NATO?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have to make a decision now. You have to decide whether, like Atticus, you believe that there is still compassion, decency, civility, respect for others. Do unto others. Remember that? Do unto others. All that stuff you guys believe in, and you still voted not for Hillary or for Trump. Where are you now? Because because your kids are looking up at you going, but he lies. And I think there are a lot of people in the Midwest who are going, it might be enough for them. We're going to find out if the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose. It's the end of democracy.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Jeff Daniels, the guy who he did a whole thing about politics needing to be honest and we have open discourse. And then in self-promotion of more of the same, because Hollywood, Broadway, none of them, they don't have much that's original, to be honest with you, because they can't tell real stories anymore. Why do that? Why tell people what real Americana is about? The thing that really hits you in your gut. I'm not a prude, but Old Yeller, for example, is one of those stories that you go, it's ageless, it's timeless. My kiddo was telling me, he goes, Dad, we watched Old Yeller in school. He goes, and everybody was crying. And I went, guess what? I cried too. It was sad. Those are the stories that last, that they stand the test of time. But guess what? One of these days, probably in 10 years, we'll find out Old Yeller was a racist. You know? I'm just saying. That's the way they are. The way the left is. Yeah, you know, Old Yeller was a lab. And those labs, you know, well, they segregate. You got your black labs, you got your white labs, and you got your brown labs, your chocolate lab. Yeah, the chocolate lab doesn't get enough attention. You know, whatever. They'll figure something out, but Old Yeller will be banned. The book will need to be burned, and any statues of Old Yeller need to be taken down. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Jeff Daniels was surprised that his neighbors voted for Trump. He came back from Hollywood or somewhere, New York, probably on Broadway, doing one of his stupid plays, and he comes back, and his neighbors are like, woohoo, Donald Trump, yay! He's like, are you kidding? What happened to civility? What happened to decency? What happened to compassion? What happened to my box of chocolates? Okay, that's not Jeff, what's his face, Jeff Daniels, but same difference. Tom Hanks, they're all the same. Living in their bubble. Do you think those clowns have ever confronted anybody like me who would dare say at the cocktail party, I love Donald Trump. I'm a black man. You know what I like about Donald Trump? I like that Donald Trump freed that black woman from prison who had an unfair sentence, that he brought those black kids back from China, that Donald Trump has made jobs for blacks a lot easier to get, that Donald Trump is looking at criminal justice reform and he actually did something about it versus lip service. That's what I'm proud of. You know what else I'm proud of? I'm glad that Donald Trump is pro-family, he's pro-God, he's pro-capitalist, he's pro-military, and most of all, he is pro-American. Nothing could make me prouder. It would be like having a coach that says, hey, listen, I'm your coach, kids. And what we're going to do is we're going to go out there and we're going to play fair. We're going to play hard but fair. But here's the deal. I'm cheering for the other team as much as I'm cheering for you. I don't care if we win the league. I don't care if we even win this game. We're just going to go out there and we're going to kumbaya and we're going to pick each other up and we're going to live in a spirit of communism. Now let's go get them. Well, not quite. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, coach, let's go play for mediocrity. Look, here's the deal. Try to apply leftism to anything. Apply it to anything. Apply letting people in by the border and then say, well, it's still good because even though now we have jobs, but in the time of Obama, they were bringing in leftists, bringing in these Latino voters. Yeah, they didn't care. So don't get them. Just apply it. Apply it to anything. Apply their logic to college. Colleges and universities, I swear, how we let them get away with this ruse of, we need more TIF funds and more money to fund our schools. And you go, yeah, but you're not educating. That's not the point. We need it for the kids. They go, okay, great. So you need it for this racist system, this classist system that tells you if your kid goes to junior college, what is junior college? Junior college is a prep school for real college. But they want to pay for it. We'll pay for your junior college. Okay, great. So your prep school for junior college, tell somebody you graduated from junior college and see what they say. Oh, you got your associates. Yeah. So I studied 70 hours in accounting, specific to my trade in business and accounting. But you know what that degree nets you? No big deal. But you get a four-year degree where you take ethnic studies, women's studies, religious studies, BS stories, rub my bum bum stories, whatever, studies, and then you take 70 hours of the same classes you take in associate school, and they go, oh, well, you have a four-year degree. We're going to call that a bachelor's degree. Yeah. And then if you take a few more course hours that are a little more directed in your degree, your field of study, they'll give you a master's. So for all intents and purposes, if you took an associate's degree, added about 20 more hours to that, everybody would graduate with a master's within 3 years from college. If you didn't have to take basket weaving and women's vagina studies, right? You could graduate in 3 years and have a year left over, and you would have the equivalent of a master's. That's it. But we want kids, get that education. And they go there and they take nonsense classes. They pay double what they should be paying for college. They get the equivalent of an associate's degree. There really even isn't even that. Because in an associate's degree, you know what they do? They don't waste time on social justice nonsense. You ever been to adult, you know, training, like at post graduation? So you're an adult. You're living your life. And you go, you know, I got to get a degree. How dare they go, well, you know, you can come to school and take these classes where you got family, you got kids, you got a husband or a wife, you got other responsibilities, maybe you're taking care of an in-law. And they go, yeah, so, hey, take women's studies or take African-American studies. You look at them like, you must be crazy. I got to go take care of my aunt. She's a quadriplegic. I got to take care of my kids. I got to run the kid over to the door. I got to do this and that. Then I got to take care of my husband or whatever. And you're like, shoot, I don't have time for that nonsense. There should be degree plans that say, you know what? I don't want any of your bull crap classes. And you know what my academia would do? They would starve to death. We feed the nonsense. So anyway, that's to get you into state school. Then, if you want to get into an elite school, you know what the prep school is for Harvard and Yale and Princeton? All the other schools except JUCO? All those other schools, if you take your freshman and sophomore year and what's the matter you, then you should go, you can apply to Harvard and get rejected. Unless, of course, you got bullet holes. Then not. So anyway, let me get back to Jeff Daniels because I don't want to get back into the education stuff. But Jeff Daniels says, do unto others. He wants to imply that President Trump hates people. He's the Antichrist, and he doesn't live by do unto others. Ask Jeff Daniels how many illegals he's willing to take in and take care of. Ask him how much more in taxes is he willing to pay. But he says, your kids are looking up at you and saying, but he lies. No, they're not. Your kids, nobody's kids are looking up to them and saying that the president is a liar. Nobody. Nobody whose kids are not being coached by their parents. Nobody. As bad as Barack Obama was, there weren't many young white kids, 4, 5, 6, 10 years old, going around talking about President Obama's, you know, immigration policy or his policy towards terrorists or whatever, or all the lies that he told or the scandals. And there was plenty of, there's plenty of evidence, and it'll get to the surface. But that's just nonsense. He invokes kids. Your kids are looking up at you and they're going, but he lies. But he lies. Well, first of all, Jeff Daniels, we never had a democracy. But don't let the fact that we have a constitutional republic get in the way of your nonsensical thinking. DEFCON 1 again by a leftist promoting something. The end of democracy, he says. Hey, Jeff, you can't end what never was. It's not a democracy. It's supposed to be a constitutional republic, which implies a representative republic. Unfortunately, we have not been represented. You know what we've been done? We've been dictated to. We don't have representatives. We have dictators, little mini dictators that believe they don't have to do what the people want. And they are far too influenced by the two coasts that you were talking about the flyover people. The between the two coasts, the very important people of America, in fact, the best people in this country. Oh, dare I go a step further and tell you the best people in the world? Promoting To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, guess what, Jeff? Do something original, stay out of politics, and live your life according to that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.